Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Mark, this is a life and death situation. Just before we go to those incidents, the footage that you've released of the train that people may have seen downhill going into the tunnel, and the lifeguard comes up off the beach and he tries to stop the train because people are walking in a live tunnel.
Yes, Frank, it's hard to believe, but the people gained access over the fence onto the railway and were walking through the tunnel, but for the actions of the lifeguard on the beach, he ran up to the track. You can see it on the video, and waved his arms, which alerted the driver, and fortunately the people only had minor scrapes and bruises. They were able to get out of the way of the train in the tunnel, but the video was shocking.
So did the driver manage to slow down because he saw the lifeguard furiously waving his arms?
He was slowing down. You can see that he does stop whenever he gets in between the two tunnels. There's two tunnels, yeah. The downhill and the Cathrock. So he starts to slow down, and presumably he was sounding his horn, which would have alerted then the people in the tunnel to the train that was coming.
Yeah, and the night vision type camera that you see the people with when in the darkness of, mm-hmm. of the tunnel, there's only inches between them squeezing themselves against the wall mm-hmm. and the train going past. It's like something you'd see in a Bond movie.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it just goes through your mind, you just think, what would have happened if they hadn't got out of the way? You know, serious injury or even death, even worse.
It's a frightening, frightening picture. And well done that lifeguard for being as proactive as he was. Now, the kids who are playing on the lines or playing chicken or running about or using the lines as a shortcut, they are dicing with death.
They are, Frank. You're right. We have 250 miles of railway, and we get about two or three incidents a day of people trespassing. And the trains are running at 90 miles an hour. There's no steering wheel on the train, and it takes about three quarters of a mile for a train to stop from 90 miles an hour. And they just seem to be able to gain access. They're gaining access, and the whole message we want to get out to people today is that we're appealing to parents to remind their children of the dangers of playing on the railway, and appealing to adults as well not to set a bad example by taking a shortcut across the railway, which we find adults tend to do every now and again.
Do you find that some people generally are doing that on a regular basis?
We do. We find people get into a routine of doing that. And what we have now in TransLink is a group that deals with trespass, and we meet regularly. And we have a number of things we do. We look at the infrastructure, we look at the signage, the fencing, look at these hotspots. What can we do to make it more difficult for people to gain access? And then we also are looking at publicity, such as this. And we also, if people are caught, then we work with the police. The police catch the people, and then they end up being prosecuted as well.
Well, of course, it'd be impossible to completely secure the rail network. If you want to get onto the line, you'll get onto the line if you're a big enough idiot to try and do that. And what about the jumping the lights and the barriers? Are people still at that?
Yes, there's still, and I must admit that's out with my area of expertise, but yes, we do still have that going on the network. And again, in the same fashion, we prosecute wherever we can. We have cameras at these locations. We record this, and we go through the prosecutions with the people whenever they do it. And sometimes it's hard to understand, you know, why people would try to save a few seconds and they're dicing with death, you know.
Are we less likely, am I right in saying this, less likely to hear the train coming now if we're playing on the railway line?
Not really. And I suppose in the old days, whenever we had the jointed track, you might have heard, but it depends, Frank, on your hearing, on the wind direction as well. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you, in the past, you would have heard it, whereas nowadays you wouldn't have heard it. And the drivers, whenever they're very good, whenever they see somebody on the railway line, they're straight onto the horns to warn the people to get off the track.
That must be a terrible experience for the driver, because he knows he's not going to be able to get it stopped, and he's pumping the horn. A driver who would have seen someone on the line but not be able to get stopped, especially a person who, for want of maybe a cure for mental illness or whatever, who would purposely put themselves on the line and the driver sees that must be harrowing.
It's very, very difficult, very difficult for the drivers. And the company offers full support for them should something, God forbid, should something happen, Frank, you know. So, yes, very, very difficult because you can see what's going to happen.
Totally. Well, Mark, the message is going out to all of us. Stay off the railway lines. Thanks for speaking to us, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank. Bye.
Thank you. That picture will be up on the TransLink website of the downhill line as well, worth having a look at. And Philip's got a point. Philip, good morning.
Good morning. Frank, how are you doing? Good morning.
Yes.
I tell you, my point is, you know, TransLink, yes, I agree with them putting up this about people on the railway lines. But to be honest with you, TransLink have a brass neck complaining about railway lines. When TransLink drivers themselves, anybody walking the streets of Belfast, are dicing with death, because the amount of them drivers that actually go through red lights and blatantly ignore them is absolutely ridiculous, and there's nothing done about it. Now, if TransLink have cameras on all their trains and their buses the way they have, why aren't they doing something about their drivers going through these red lights?
Okay, well, Philip, you're making a point that you've seen drivers go through red lights who are driving buses. I would emphasise, of course, the vast, vast majority of bus drivers are adhering to the rules and regulations of the road. But if you ever see a bus driver go through a red light, then, of course, he or she should be reported.